new project for the trail. I'm Melissa Patrick. The Holmes County Park Board took another step forward with an award approval at their meeting on a Friday. Holmes County Park Director Jen Halverson informed the board that they needed to award the construction engineer contract for the next phase of the Holmes County Trail project.
So they will be our eyes and ears out on the project for the construction project from State Route 520 to Kilbuck. So Grassball has the construction piece of it, and these guys are the engineers. They just make sure that Grassball follows the plans.
She brought the proposals to the board.
We received two proposals. I have gone through and ranked both of them from Thrasher and KEM. I've got KEM at a 92, Thrasher at an 84.
The board voted to award the contract to KEM. Among other updates from the park board, Halverson shared that she and board member Ashley Vaughn were invited to visit the West Holmes leadership class.
They were working with the health department, had received a grant, and were trying to come up with some project to eliminate tobacco use or
have tobacco-free areas.
Yes.
Encourage tobacco-free areas in the county.
There we go.
That's what it sounds like.
And so it sounded like each group picked an area and kind of worked on it. And then as a class, they picked the one that they were going to finalize, and they chose the Holmes County Trail.
Halverson says the class thoroughly researched the project and did find examples of park districts that have created tobacco-free areas. After discussion on the logistics of a tobacco ban, the board decided not to take any action at this time. The park district also wants to remind Holmes County Trail users to be mindful of increased traffic as the weather improves and to always stay alert when riding or walking the trail. The Holmes County Sheriff reported for yesterday and Saturday no accidents, 18 incidents, and these three arrests. Kyle Alexander Beavers of Millersburg, who's arrested and charged with community sanctions violation. Judith Elaine Ristler of Millersburg, who's arrested and charged with trafficking in drugs, sell or offer to sell. As well as Mason Gage Miller of Millersburg, who's arrested and charged with strangulation, domestic violence, and assault. Ohio Attorney General Dave Yost is announcing a series of Medicaid fraud indictments targeting providers across the state. 9 people are facing charges related to schemes totaling more than $180,000 in losses. Investigators say some suspects billed for services they never provided or charged Medicaid while clients were hospitalized or out of the country. In one case, a provider is accused of stealing a client's debit card. All of the indictments were filed in Franklin County as state and federal authorities work to crack down on fraud in the system. There's a renewed push to bring passenger rail back to Ohio. On Saturday, leaders gathered in Columbus for the first ever Ohio Rail Summit focused on the future of train travel in the state. It's been nearly 50 years since passenger trains ran through Columbus, and supporters say it's time to change that. The group All Aboard Ohio brought together transportation leaders to talk about what it would take to make it happen. They point to a recent ODOT study showing nearly 80% of Ohioans support expanding rail service. A former bailiff at Franklin County Juvenile Court is now facing misdemeanor charges after the bailiff was involved in a fight inside the courthouse last month. Court records show Kelly Johnson is charged with criminal mischief and disorderly conduct. The fight happened March 24th in the hallway of the sixth floor. Kelly Johnson is seen in video. It appears she pushes the woman out of the courtroom doors and into the hallway, then pushes her a second time. Then it appears Johnson swipes the phone out of the woman's hand and it goes flying. Johnson was bailiff for Administrative Judge Monica Hawkins, who resigned March 27th. Then Johnson herself resigned on the 30th. Johnson is due in court next month, and her attorney tells WBNS-TV she intends to plead not guilty and go to trial. A teenager is facing charges after making a threat at a Northeast Ohio school district they don't even attend. A 13-year-old boy is in custody in connection with threats made against Shaker Heights Middle School. Shaker Heights police say the threats were called in Thursday after dismissal and Friday morning before 9. No weapons or devices were found on school property, and all students and staff were safely accounted for. Police say the teen was neither a student of the school or physically present at the building. Criminal charges are pending. And finally, the Super Mario Galaxy movie and Project Hail Mary continue to lead the North American box office. The Mario sequel has topped the charts for 3 weekends, adding $35 million and reaching $747.5 million globally. Project Hail Mary dropped only 15% in its fifth weekend, earning $20.5 million domestically and bringing its worldwide total to $573.1 million. Meanwhile, Lee Cronin's The Mummy debuted in third place with $13.5 million. Despite mixed reviews, it has a worldwide total of $34 million. The overall box office is up 16% from last year, with more big releases expected soon. I'm Melissa Patrick for WKLM.